Welcome to day 154 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards, and we're studying prayer, specifically how the Lord's Prayer is a model for our prayer, and we've come to the sixth petition. The Shorter Catechism, question 106, asks, what do we pray for in the sixth petition? And the answer, in the sixth petition, which is, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, we pray that God would either keep us from being tempted to sin or support and deliver us when we are tempted. The phrase, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, is Matthew 16, in support of the idea that we're to pray that God would either keep us from being tempted to sin. The proof text is Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. And second, that God would support and deliver us when we are tempted. 2 Corinthians 12:7, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. The Larger Catechism expands on this quite a great deal. Question 195, what do we pray for in the sixth petition? In the sixth petition, which is, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, acknowledging that the most wise, righteous, and gracious God, for diverse, holy, and just ends, may so order things that we may be assaulted, foiled, and for a time led captive by temptations, that Satan, the world, and the flesh are ready powerfully to draw us aside and ensnare us, and that we, even after the pardon of our sins by reason of our corruption, weakness, and want or lack of watchfulness, are not only subject to be tempted, and forward to expose ourselves unto temptations, but also of ourselves unable and unwilling to resist them, to recover out of them, and to improve them, and worthy to be left under the power of them. Okay, acknowledging all that, we pray that God would so overrule the world and all in it, subdue the flesh and restrain Satan, order all things, bestow and bless all means of grace, and quicken us to watchfulness in the use of them, that we and all his people may, by his providence, be kept from being tempted to sin, or, if tempted, that by his Spirit we may be powerfully supported and enabled to stand in the hour of temptation, or, when fallen, raised again and recovered out of it, and have a sanctified use and improvement thereof, that our sanctification and salvation may be perfected, Satan trodden under our feet, and we fully freed from sin, temptation, and all evil forever. Well, that started out pretty pessimistically, but ended rather optimistically. Once again, Matthew 16 is the proof text for the sixth petition, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. First, that we are to acknowledge that the most wise, righteous, and gracious God, for diverse many different kinds of holy and just ends, may so order things that we may be assaulted, foiled, and for a time led captive by temptations. The proof text is 2 Chronicles 32:31. Howbeit, in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land, God left him to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart. That Satan, the world, and the flesh are ready powerfully to draw us aside and ensnare us. First, Satan. 1 Chronicles 21:1. Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. The world is ready powerfully to draw us aside and ensnare us. Luke 21:34. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares. Mark 4:19, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So Satan, the world, and now the flesh are ready powerfully to draw us aside and ensnare us. James 1:14, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And that we, even after the pardon of our sins, by reason of our corruption, Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would, and by reason of weakness and lack or want of watchfulness, Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Due to these things, we are not only subject to be tempted, and forward to expose ourselves unto temptations. Matthew 26, starting at verse 69, Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came to him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow also was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. Galatians 2, starting at verse 11, But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, etc. 2 Chronicles 18:3 Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, Wilt thou go with me to Ramoth-Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. 2 Chronicles 19:2 And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him, and said to King Jehoshaphat, Shouldst thou help the ungodly, and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. But also of ourselves were unable and unwilling to resist them, to recover out of them and improve them. Romans 7:23 But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body, from the body of this death? And 1 Chronicles 21, Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it. And Joab answered, The Lord make his people 100 times so many more as they be, but, my lord the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then doth my lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab, wherefore Joab departed, etc. 2 Chronicles 16, starting at verse 7, And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thy hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Then Asa was wroth with the seer, and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. So we're unable of ourselves, but also worthy to be left under the power of them. Psalm 81, starting at verse 11, But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. So acknowledging all these things, these dark things, we pray that God would so overrule the world and all in it. John 17:15, I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. We pray that God would subdue the flesh. Psalm 51:10, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 119:133, Order my steps in the word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. We pray that God would restrain Satan. 2 Corinthians 12:7-8, And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. We pray that God would order all things. 1 Corinthians 10, starting verse 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. We pray that God would bestow and bless all means of grace. Hebrews 13, verse 20, Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of his everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, etc. And quicken us to watchfulness in the use of them, that we and all his people may by his providence be kept from being tempted to sin. Matthew 26:41, Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Psalm 19:13, Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Or, if tempted, that by his Spirit we may be powerfully supported and enabled to stand in the hour of temptation. Ephesians 3, starting at verse 14, Of this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. 1 Thessalonians 3:13, To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. And Jude verse 24, Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Or, when fallen, raised again, and recovered out of it. Psalm 51:12, Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. And have a sanctified use and improvement thereof. 1 Peter 5:8, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you, that our sanctification and salvation may be perfected. 2 Corinthians 13:7. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong. And this also we wish, even your perfection. So that Satan may be trodden under our feet. Romans 16:20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Zechariah 3:2, And the Lord said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Luke 22:31, And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. So that we would be fully freed from sin, temptation, and all evil forever. John 17:15, I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23, And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, a little bit over our 10-minute limit today, but we'll come back tomorrow and begin with the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer. The conclusion is, For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So we'll see you tomorrow on day 155.